In arguments, in discussions, perfectionists are defensive. Why? Because the criticism is by definition a deviation from the straight line. It's an imperfection, it's a dent. It's something that maybe I'm not doing perfectly well. And we don't like deviations from a schema that we have. Remember, the mind doesn't like when there is an inconsistency between what is inside and what is in outside. We want there to be a balance, congruence. We don't like dissonance. And if what we have in mind is the perfectionist schema, then a criticism is a deviation from it. And then we become defensive. Again, something that I experienced numerous times and something that I'm working on constantly. In addition, or in contrast, a person committed to excellence is open, is welcoming of suggestions and of criticism at times. Doesn't mean that he or she enjoys it, but he or she understands that it's necessary, that it's an important part of growth, of development. Perfectionist focuses on the half-empty part of the glass. Why? Because a perfectionist is obsessed by failure, obsessed by deviations from that straight and narrow. And whatever it is that we're obsessed with, by definition, is what we constantly focus on. So he or she is constantly focused on what is not working, on potential failures or actual failures.